you're just waking up, we do not have final election results for you at this time. The House of Representatives is still up for grabs, although just a few seats changing would give Republicans control, and they are considered to be favored to do that. The United States Senate is still up in the air. A change of just one seat toward Republicans would give Republicans the chamber. But at the moment, Democrats are up one, having picked up a seat in Pennsylvania. Several races are undecided. That could still go either way. Now, among those casting ballots yesterday and over the last several weeks were new citizens and first-time voters. Maria Casasola cast her ballot in Massachusetts.
It felt great to just be able to vote and be in a place where I can freely make a decision and have it count.
Wisconsin voter Francis Ellingsworth said he's looking for change.
Hopefully get the inflation down, get the gas prices down, get the crime figured out, close our borders. Those are the things that need to happen. I'm going full-blown Republican just because I don't want the Democrats in there anymore.
Back in Massachusetts, Allison Cotin wants some things to stay the same.
I always assumed that once gay marriage was legal, we'd never have to worry about that again. Sorry. You know, knowing that something that used to be a law that we felt like we could really depend on, you know, that could go away. And that's really scary.
Ashley Christopher in Wisconsin and Jan Adler in Nevada had an eye for consistency.
I'm just the all-girl team, you know, girl power. So I'm going for Mandela Barnes to see.
I voted straight Republicans. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.